Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, I've seen this thing on my Facebook about the KitchenAid giveaway on your lot on Amazon. Could you tell me, is this legitimate or not?
So you say you've seen our what now? Say that one more time for me. I didn't quite
understand. There was an article like on my Facebook and stated that Amazon had quit doing business with the KitchenAid products, and they had KitchenAids for $2.95 to give away, and then you got to enter all this personal information, but you got to pay $2.95 for it to be shipped. Can you tell me, is this legitimate or not?
Yes, ma'am. This is legitimate. We're just a third party. We're third party, so we handle customer support for a variety of online vendors.
Well, what would I do if it says I'm a winner of that, and all I got to do is type in the information, which I did, and it says $2.95, but it didn't say how. Or, I mean, I know you got to give a card number or something for $2.95, but I would just be a little bit reluctant to do that because I don't know if it is a legitimate thing. And I've already put some of my vital information out, which I wouldn't have done, you know, ordinarily. But, the chance of winning something, if it's true, it's good. Can you tell me, do y'all handle that?
Yes, ma'am. It is legitimate, ma'am.
Well, then what would I do?
You would just enter the information and what you're trying to get.
I did. All of that, so that on there. But it says $2.95 shipping. Now, what does that, mean that I have to pay up front? $2.95? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
That's what I was asking you.
Okay. Yes, when you're paying for that shipping, now you are signing up with something else that is monthly for it also.
Oh, no, not monthly.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say nothing about monthly. It just says $2.95, and you will win that. Or I had already won. You picked it out from among a lot of these little KitchenAid products, which was the mixer, and you just pick one of them, and then it comes up. Either you won the mixer or you didn't have it under there. So it's kind of got me confused. I don't really know. Is there any way I can undo all of that information?
I mean, if you haven't put in your card information, if you haven't put in your card information, you're fine.
No, because they didn't ask for that. I mean, that's the only thing they didn't ask for. And so I would appreciate it. So I don't think I'm going to go through with this anyway. And if you hear from them or get something from them, just tell them just to do away with that one because I didn't feel good about the thing anyway because you can't win nothing easily, that easily and for that less of money. And I appreciate talking to you, but now I shouldn't be getting no third party, this, that, another coming in on my my email. Okay, well, because that's what it says, that I've given them the go ahead and do that for 30 third parties and this and that and another that would come in at my phone, too. So I've got all that in there, and I don't want it out.
Okay.
But, okay, well, I'm just saying that's just too good to be true, Ben, and thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer.